It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Did your debut in the NFL go the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it did. I think you want to come out with a win. I think that's the kind of ultimate goal, especially in your first start, is coming out with a win, and we didn't get that done. Playing against a good football team and definitely had flashes, but at the end of the day, what we preach in that locker room is winning football, and we didn't come out on top.
Drake May yesterday making his WEEI Afternoons debut with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, get it on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. You can log right on there and hit the Whiner app, Keith, as we've been calling
it. Oh, yeah. Get in it.
Get on the WEEI page on the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone there.
Leave us a little message.
Leave us a little message. Maybe you don't want to wait on hold.
Now, is every message, does it just go to like a, so they're all grouped together?
Good question.
Or are they show separate? Because if you want to specifically be on our show, maybe start the message and be like, I got something for Jones and Keith.
Yeah.
And then
right.
Get into your whole
thing. Let us know right in the beginning.
Yeah. So whether you sound like Roy Firestone or not, it doesn't really matter. But yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, so they don't.
Nick, Billy,
you don't want them stealing it on like the Greg Hill show or WEI.
No, like, that's our stuff.
That's our stuff. That's our IP, yeah.
Do you guys know the technology on this? Does it go to like one folder or is it like show specific?
I think it's all one folder.
All right, so yeah, okay. So maybe yeah, start it. With like, this is for Jones.
Did you hear that they signed Antonio Brown? Holy s***.
Exactly.
Yeah, it could be something like that.
It could just be quick. You don't need to even use the full 60 seconds.
No, God,
but it's right there for you on the Odyssey. Another way to interact with the show.
Yeah, please.
You can also watch the full interview with Drake May yesterday up on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I said this, Keith, after the game. I like that answer. I know it's pretty easy to go up there and say the right thing, and we're all in love with Drake May anyway after one start.
Oh, yeah. There's not much he could do that we would dislike.
But you like him going up there and saying, yeah, no, I don't think I had a great debut because we didn't win. Mm-hmm. And so that's the right thing to say. It's good to hear it. I want to continue to hear it. It's not just a one-off. You don't want him, looking too happy in a loss. Where I felt a little bit about that after the Patriots lost to the Jets and he got in there and he was like a little boy waiting for Aaron Rodgers' autograph after the game and calling him the GOAT. I didn't like that.
Yep.
This I liked. And I feel like that's consistent. I want more of that out of Drake May. And this is sort of an intangible thing, but I find him to be likable. And I never found Mac Jones to be likable. I know he was popular with his teammates,
mm-hmm.
but there were a lot of things that bugged me right from the start with Mac Jones. And I don't know. I feel like this is something that I can get more on board with Drake May. And I don't know if you agree with that, but I do find him to be likable. And I think there's a quality that guys are going to want to play with that where I don't really know if that was the case with Mac Jones.
Well, it's funny with Mac Jones because we had Kendrick Bourne on yesterday. The teammates did seem to like him.
I think they liked him, but do you think there were a lot of guys around the league who didn't like him?
No, I don't know. But I don't know if you need, like, once you're a teammate, though, that's really all that matters.
But the trick is getting guys to want to come play with you. I don't think there's a lot of guys lining up. Sauce Gardner was never like, I want to go play with that Mac Jones after he kicked him in the nuts.
No,
or punched him in the nuts.
Brian Burns.
Or he slid and took out Brian. Exactly. So I'm not talking about that. Once you get to know a guy, like, that can change. People hate Rodney Harrison.
Right.
People hate Brad Marchand. Once you get on the team, you're like, oh, they're a good guy. So I can wrap my head around that. But if you're talking about guys wanting to line up and play, I think Drake may have more of that quality, whereas Mac Jones was like, spoiled, whiny brat. I don't want to play with that guy.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. I mean, it's there's so many different examples of guys that have all kinds of different personalities, right? Like, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is pretty polarizing, right? I'm sure not everybody agrees with everything Aaron Rodgers says or does. But for a time, he was one of the best players in the league. So guys are like, yeah, I'll play for this guy. So if Drake May is really good, like, I want to play for him. But I do get your overall point. And you saw this during, like, the draft process, and then when he first got brought in here, and then the time at camp. Like, one thing that does jump out, you're like, oh, my God, the guy is – he's so young. Like, because he's a young rookie on top of it. So many rookies recently, because of the COVID year and everything else, I feel like the Patriots drafted all these, like, fifth- and sixth-year players for, like, the longest time. They had a run of guys that were all, like, 23, 24 years old. And now you're like, oh, this is kind of more of a throwback 21-year-old. But I think he handles himself well. It's the absolute right answer, you know, to say, how do you think he did? Because there's ups and downs. And you could be like, yeah, you could celebrate the three touchdowns, but no, the name of the game is winning, and you lost. So how excited can you be about the result of the game? I think it was a great answer.
Is there anything that jumped out to you from his full interview yesterday with Hart and Arkin?
No, I think it is, like, for a guy that probably hasn't done this very often. Like, I don't know what the press is like at North Carolina. It's not like Alabama, right? It's not like... Not all college programs are built the same, right? Like, Mac Jones came from a place that was much more under the microscope, was on ESPN or ABC, like, every single game. North Carolina, less so. He was a very high pick, but he wasn't the number one overall pick, wasn't the number two overall pick. And I was just thinking, like, all right, how many times has he sat down? He's done the media scrum, right? He's done the press conference thing. But how many times has he just done a radio interview? I would imagine it's somewhat foreign to him.
Yeah, we talked to him on the old afternoon show on the phone right after he was drafted, but not in person like that, where he's there and you know, actually sitting down for an interview with a couple of hosts. No,
just something different. And as you and I know, and everybody who listens to Patriots Monday and Friday, some of the players are more interested in doing the interviews than others.
Yeah,
right.
I would say,
and even the quarterbacks. If you just want to talk about the quarterbacks, you know, since I've been at the station, there's been Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi for a little bit, Jacoby Brissett, Drake May. Tom Brady probably did how many? 1,000 interviews, like, on the radio, whereas Drake May's just getting it started. And I thought he seemed pretty relaxed. It just kind of, you know, took the whole thing in stride.
No, and so there's something that feels like he has that quality where guys are going to want to play with him, and a quality that might fit here. Let's see if that actually happens. Like, it's one start. Maybe he has a meltdown. I'm sure people said similar things about Mac early on in his rookie year. So let's see if that's how it actually plays out. Let's see if the losing gets to him and if he cracks. Let's see if there's more moments like the dorky Aaron Rodgers autograph thing. But that I liked. And the full appearance, I thought he handled pretty well. He was asked about whether or not he wanted to start week one. Right. He's like, nah, I actually benefited from sitting and playing.
I mean, he said a lot of the right things, right? And a lot of people are like, oh, it's like the old Belichick playbook or whatever. But it's like, I think a lot, like, pro teams are like, hey, just don't step in
it. Well, and I don't believe him when he says he didn't want to start week one, because he told us way back when he wanted to start.
Of course he wants to start. But he also had a good answer in there, too, about how, like, any backup in the league, like, obviously should want to start.
You want to get out there.
And if not, then, like, there's something wrong with you.
You know, he even said nice things about Alex Van Pelt. And so he didn't step in it. It's a low bar.
Right.
But Mac Jones constantly stepped in it.
Sure did.
And this kid didn't. We'll get to your thoughts here. 617-779-7937. Sam is in the van. Hello, Sam.
Hello?
Hello. Sam in the van.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, hey, listen, I listen to you guys, and I love you, Rich is Rich Kid, right?
That's right.
You was on 6 o'clock after, you know, but you always...
That was a long time ago,
that's
Sam.
That's the same Rich, Sam, yes.
But, hey, give a couple of reasons. I blame in the ownership, Kraft, and Belichick for the demising and the fall of the Patriots. Yeah, you know, and I give a quick reasons why, you know, go back to the perfect season when we almost, you know.
Wow.
Here you have Randy Moss. And then you go to the next year, what happened? You break the team up. All these things start to eat up Brady. right? Then you go down, and, you know, Brady keep fighting to get the team. That's why desperate measure, you get, what's his name there, the receiver.
Antonio Brown.
And he didn't work out.
No.
You know? But he had to bring him back down in Florida. But anyways, Belichick is the reason why, and Kraft is the reason why the Patriots are where they are now.
Okay. Belichick and Kraft, not Brady.
The rise and fall.
Yes.
Right? Responsible for the rise and fall.
Uh-huh.
In many ways.
Same with the van.
So they didn't break it up right after the undefeated season.
No, he didn't have that quite right, but shortly
Brady,
thereafter.
Bernard Pollard broke up the 2008 Patriots. I'd put that on him.
It's true.
But
Moss didn't leave until like 2010.
Kraft and Belichick. Well, we started by Mayo sort of dodging the question yesterday about why is the roster in the spot that in. And so you could read it a number of different ways. Maybe he's kind of throwing blame at everybody.
Who do you think he was talking about?
So I thought he was talking about Wolf, but
I do too.
But we've had texters, and I think maybe Sam in the van feels this way. Maybe he is talking about Belichick a little bit.
Maybe
there is a little bit like, well, did you see what I took over?
I mean, Kraft certainly is.
Yeah.
So maybe
Mayo is. And we know that relationship was frosty by the end.
Yeah.
Right? Or not talking, however you want to describe that. So maybe there's a little bit of the like, hey, I took over a pretty bad team. So what do you want me to do with it?
Sam in the van. I like that, though.
Sam in the van.
Rolls right off the tongue.
07. Like, I don't know if we need to go all that back.
Look, it was a
they
bit
were
of a,
really good for many years after that.
It was a bit of a walk, but you know, I think he landed the plane.
I agree.
He blames Bill and Kraft.
They're calling it
not time. Brady. Sam in the van, welcome back. Anytime.
Good reception in the van.
He sounds like he listens to WEI all day. He was listening at night,
even nights.
Unless he's just followed you here, maybe that's possible. Maybe he's just a Rich Keefe.
I'll take credit for that
fan.
One.
Yeah, I think you should. A lot of credit for Drake May and the way he played last week. Greg Bedard had some interesting numbers on Drake May and his performance. He says mixed bag for Drake May in this one.
Okay.
It's a start. I'll meet you there.
I'll listen.
It wasn't perfect.
No.
We all acknowledge it wasn't perfect. It was a mixed bag. Here's the good.
All right.
Highest graded quarterback in a game since week two of this year. Highest graded quarterback since week two against Seattle. His 11 plus plays on Greg's grading system were the most since the Philly week one win 2023 last year. So the first game of the Bill O'Brien era, Mac Jones against the Philadelphia Eagles.
So over roughly the last 20 games. 20-plus games.
Plus plays, quote-unquote.
What the hell?
His second half was much better.
Okay.
The bad?
Yeah, I agree. The first quarter was rough go.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hard watch.
The bad, 17 minus plays. That sounds like a lot. 11 plus, 17 minus?
That's a quick minus six.
I don't love that.
Doing the math.
Those were the most minus plays for a quarterback since the start of 2021. Also, Mac playing as a rookie.
Okay.
He faced a season-low 35% pressure. I want to get back to that.
Yeah.
He also factored into all four sacks and two turnovers. Okay. Do you think the season-low in pressure was strictly about the offensive line, or do you think his mobility and his ability to escape the pocket aided in those low-pressure stats?
Yeah, I would say the quarterback definitely helps those line stats.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's how I view it. I know a lot of people just want to say, the offensive lineman either wins or loses. It's like, well, if the guy gets the ball out of his hands quick, does he have enough time to lose the battle? So I think, you know, whether he's kind of scooting on his own, I mean, that can still be pressure, and the pressure forces him to run. But how many times were we hearing people say, you know, Jacoby Brissett drops back? And not even...
That's an odd question.
No, I know. I know he didn't like that. And some of it might be on the receivers. That's why the whole thing is a whole offensive situation.
Because
I think it was... I forget which national guy was talking about it, how, you know, it's easy to blame the O-line. It might also be easy to blame the quarterback, because that's who you see, right? So you see the defensive line get past the lineman, and then you see the quarterback either take a sack or whatever. But if it's a three-step drop and every receiver is running like deep down the field, that's kind of on those guys too. Like, so if they don't have the play right, but it just seemed like once you got into late second quarter on, they were a little bit more on the same page. The offense overall as a unit was more on the same page.
It does seem that way. Meanwhile, Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer, tweeted out, I know it was Drake May's first start, but the film was a tough watch.
Ooh, tough watch film? Right. Well, he should watch the first 5 weeks.
I go, oh boy,
that
it's a tough
rough.
Watch.
Yeah.
He says, between the bad spacing and simplicity of concepts that they had on Sunday,
okay,
tough to succeed that way unless you have superior playmakers.
So, I like his scheme. There's been moments when he's shown to be a good play caller.
He would disagree with Dan Orlovsky. He's putting that on AVP. Because I initially read the tweet, and I'm like, crap, he didn't like how May played.
I think that's more...
He's putting that on Van Pelt.
Yeah. And sort of being like, all right, so now you're already asking a lot from a rookie quarterback to show up and have a successful season. But then if he's working against everybody on the team, right, like you don't have an imaginative play caller. You don't have elite wide receiver skill players, and you don't have a lot of time to throw. Good luck. Like you just kind of throw your hands in the air. You're like, all right, okay, good luck with that.
Not ideal. So I would add Alex Van Pelt to the issues the Patriots have had. I know Kurt Warner would. What'd you think of Drake May and his debut? Along with our big discussion today, how'd the Patriots get here and how do they fix it? Effectively, who do you blame? Like our buddy Sam in the van. 617-779-7937. We'll get to misleading later on this hour. Revisit something from the Greg Hill Show today on WEEI. And on the way next, it is a Tuesday, which means it's time for Tier Tuesday.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, which means it's time for Tier Tuesday. If you're hearing this, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awake in 180, a once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way from work, minutes just away from proven weekly weight loss at awaken180weightloss.com. Time to get to the tiers, Keith.
Oh, let's tier them up. We are through 6 weeks of the NFL season, and basing it off of last week's, we will sort of start with this. Now, again, it's fluid. We can change the tiers mid-segment. But in honor of our guy Matt Lewenberg winning a 12-leg parlay.
12-leg parlay. For
three hams to win $4,800.
Nine PS5s.
Yeah. Nine PS5s, $4,800. Nine PS5s.
Yes.
So the top tier is Matt's 12-leg parlay. I think it's very fitting.
That was a celebration earlier today.
Yes. Followed by just a bit outside. That'd be the second tier down.
Yep.
Then we had rookie quarterbacks who play. So we can either keep it, get rid of it, alter it, but that's there for now.
Okay.
Frisky, teams that are frisky. Shooketh, teams that are a bit shooketh.
That tends to be a very crowded tier.
Yeah, it is.
The whole league, really.
There's a lot of shooketh teams.
As you shooketh.
Not bad enough. That's like, we suck, but there are teams that suck worse.
Yep.
And then we're going to go with the new entry for the bottom tier would be the Mayo Grown.
Ew.
That is the bottom. It's better than I even remember it.
Oh, man. That is just.
That is Gerard Mayo, like all of us when we sit down or stand up.
A lot of miles.
Ew.
So that is the last tier. That's the bottom tier. I am willing to add tiers, subtract tiers, whatever it is, as we go.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. I like it.
All right, Billy, why don't you throw some teams at us?
AFC East, Buffalo Bills, 4-2.
All right, so to me, I know they won last night. I would put them in just a bit outside.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. You're not making an argument for
the
top
right
tier.
Place
just a bit outside.
Because a week ago, we had them shooketh. And I think we can. They're
on shooketh now.
They can graduate from shooketh. Yeah. They're not frisky. I'm not ready to put them all the way up on the 12 leg parlay.
God, no. Not
ready to do
leg.
That. Just
no.
a bit outside for Buffalo. They haven't beaten any good teams yet. Or at least Super Bowl contending teams.
No.
If and when they do that, maybe they can get a graduation.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
2-3 Dolphins.
The Dolphins are, I think they were off this week, so they're probably just still shooketh, right?
Yeah. Probably leave.
Or do you want to say not bad enough?
Where did we have them last week? I'm trying to see. I thought
don't
we had
recall.
Them on not bad enough. We did have them on not bad enough.
Oh, all right, let's bump them down then.
You want to drop
them? Guy, yeah. Bell, trust me. You're not that guy.
So let's leave them there. Like until Tua comes back, they could graduate real quick. But right now, they're horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're even with Tyler Huntley and beating the Patriots, that's not a good team. So that's probably the right place.
For them.
1-5 Patriots.
All right. I mean, are they the Mayo grown, or would you create a separate tier just because of the Drake May hype? Would they be in like a confetti tier? There was two hosts at one point that shot confetti guns.
Yeah, very unprofessional.
When he played. It was.
Yeah.
But
so I like that because if you put them on rookie quarterbacks who play, that feels too high.
Brad, they're not there. He's not there yet.
If you leave them on the Mayo grown where they probably deserve to be, I'd like to break out Drake May. I like a confetti.
Confetti?
Tier. Yeah, let's give them their own tier. Confetti.
Confetti. Is that C-O-N-F-E-T-T-I?
C-O-N-F-E-T-T-I, yes.
All right, very good. Confetti.
Now, where does that slot in, though? Is that above or below the Mayo Grown?
I think it's above Mayo Grown. I think Mayo Grown is just like, these are the trash bag, like, oh my God, like what a long season is going to be. There's a little...
Should it be below, though, because it's confetti, like, number one pick, confetti! Drake May, confetti!
See, they're even worse than the Mayo Grown?
I mean, this team?
They did lose by 20.
They might be.
Yeah. All right, fine.
You tell me where you want to put it, but yeah. I like them on their own tier.
Confetti, the bottom tier.
Don't isolate. You tell me where you want to put it, by the way. But yeah, figure out where to slide that in.
You're going to be surprised.
Even worse.
All right, next one.
Jets, 2-4.
All right, so they just added Devontae Adams, but that doesn't really count for this.
No.
Are they still shooketh? Because they were supposed to be better than they...
Last week, they were all break, no gas, I believe. They had their own tier last week.
That's right. They had their own tier because they fired their coach.
Shooketh is fine. Shooketh, they didn't look any better.
Shooketh.
Like, I thought it was going to be like a massive Breece Hall game. I guess he got utilized a lot more and had a better game, but it still didn't make a difference. So, yeah, I'd keep him shooketh.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
To the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens at 4-2.
So, you've been all over these guys. They got to be in Matt's 12-leg parlay.
Get them on that top tier.
Have to be.
They have to be. They've righted the ship. They've won 4 in a row.
That thunder and lightning backfield they have is insane.
It's real nice.
Lamar and Henry is one of the great combos.
We said this yesterday. Derrick Henry working out in Baltimore is like the biggest obvious moment of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why I wasn't more in love with it when it happened.
He is. Yeah, he's a beast. Now, does he get any MVP love? They never give it to running backs.
I mean, love meaning like...
A little sniff.
Yeah, a little sniff.
A little MVP sniff.
Give him a little sniff, but will he win it? No. Will he even get like an actual vote? No.
What if he like breaks the record for touchdowns in a season?
No.
Still wouldn't get it.
No,
it's just a quarterback award.
No.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Bengals, 2-4.
So they just beat a bad Giants team, but they're off, although they only scored 17 points. Overall, the offense after that Patriots game has kind of snapped out of it. The defense is bad.
We've had them shooketh.
They're probably still shooketh.
I think
Or are they frisky? Do you talk them up to frisky, or do you say they're still just shooketh?
You know what? Let's talk them up to frisky.
I think, you're going up against Burrow and Chase and Higgins. That's kind of frisky.
They should be better than frisky, but let's talk them up to frisky, even though all they did was beat the Giants.
That's it.
Let's
chip it away.
Let's move them up.
All right, we're moving them up.
1-5 Browns.
All right, they are a Mayo grown and then some. That is a trash bag team. And they're like, we're sticking with Deshaun Watson. It's like, good for you.
I don't, they have not broken 20 points, I don't believe, this year on offense.
Yeah, there's a great only team.
You see that meme?
What?
There's a meme of like these two like circles, right?
It's a Venn diagram.
It's a Venn diagram. So it's a Venn diagram.
Overlapping circles?
Yeah, but there's no overlap though, okay. Nick. It's just two circles. And one circle has every single logo of the other 31 teams. And it says, the question is,
have you scored 20 points yet this season? It's every team, and it says, yes, of course we have. And then the other one, it's no, and it's just the Browns. It's pretty
good. I have not seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Absolutely a Mayo grown. I think they have one touchdown in their last, like, 29 drives, something like that. It's unbelievable.
They were, like, 0 for 25 or something on third downs.
Yeah.
Somebody had an Amari Cooper anytime touchdown last week at the Bozo.
Well, somebody's got a score on that team, you would think, but not necessarily the case.
Yeah, no. Not
turns
good.
Out, no.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-2.
4-2.
I think they're back to frisky.
I think I'll give them frisky.
We demoted them for a week. I don't think we even should have. They keep them frisky.
Yeah, they just got to win. I mean, they played a bad team, but still 4-2 is nothing to sneeze at.
All right, AFC South, Houston Texans, 5-1.
We had them last week on the top. Yeah, we had them there. That's where they belong. They belong on that top tier.
Matt's 12-leg parlay.
That is a Super Bowl contending Houston Texans team that did exactly what they should have done against the Pats. They dominated them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they should have done.
All right.
Indianapolis Colts at 3-3.
Flacco, 3-3.
I wish we could grade them with Flacco
enough?
Or without. No, with Flacco, they're absolutely frisky.
Yeah.
Like, that's where they belong with Joe Flacco. If it's Anthony Richardson, we'll have to evaluate.
They got to smarten up, though. Like, if they keep winning some of these games, they just want a division game with Flacco.
I think they're going back to
me
Richardson.
Me, too.
He'll be hurt.
Okay, they'll go back to Richardson, and then maybe they lose two games, and then Flacco will maybe get back in.
He'll get hurt. He's gotten hurt in every game he's ever played.
For the time being, they're Flacco and Frisky. That's what they are. They should be. That's what they should be, yes.
Back-to-back texts when talking about the Patriots. Confetti should be above the Mayo grown. And then the other one was, the Patriots are absolute trash. So that kind of, they kind of break even there. All right.
I like the
absolute.
I
all
like
caps,
for
by
one
way.
Week, we get confetti for Drake May for one week. Then they can go back to being in the bottom.
No, but they're, are you putting them above the Mayo grown or below?
Do you
have them above the Browns? If the Browns are in the Mayo grown, we got to go back.
If the Patriots play the Browns.
Who do you got and why?
Probably the Browns.
You got the Browns?
I think I might.
6-3. Oh, by the way, I got a text from a buddy when we were going through all of the additions that Elliot Wolf made and how they're all horrible. He said, and I think he's serious, and I agree with him, Joey Sly is the best free agent acquisition.
That's a good point.
Joey Sly.
That's a good point. Get him on the list.
Yikes.
Okay,
all right, keep going.
So we have them where do we
Colts we put in Frisky.
Yes. Oh yes, yeah, Frisky. Yeah. Yep, correct.
1-5 Jaguars.
They're Mayo grown.
Yeah, they are man, a lot on the line this Sunday in London. Lot on the line.
A lot on the line.
Yeah, you can either move up or down to the confetti tier, depending on where it is.
Well, like Doug Peterson might lose his job. They might go to Mac Jones. Like all these things are in play for them. Obviously. Obviously, if the Patriots lose that game, you're in the driver's seat for the number one
pick. Catbird seat.
Yep. That's true. Catbird seat. Mayo grown for sure.
I know.
Don't go anywhere, by the way, Gerard.
Tennessee Titans at 1-4.
Yeah, you can stay.
They are awful. What a bad division. I mean, the Texans are far and away the best.
I think this is why Jacksonville still has, like, not a high win total, but a higher win total than you'd think in Vegas, 6.5. Because
Tennessee, Jacksonville, Indy?
Right, somebody's playing Tennessee, you're playing Indy. Like, it's a bad, bad division. That's another thing that beefs up Houston a little bit, even if it artificially inflates it. But, yeah, that's bottom tier for sure.
To the AFC West, the Denver Broncos at 3-3.
So they were in quarterbacks who play.
Mm-hmm.
They just lost. The score was actually not as it wasn't as close as the score to the Chargers. Bo Pix did not look good. It was hard to believe.
He was back
on Sunday.
He was back to Bo Pix.
Are they frisky? Are they shooketh? Do we want to do
shooketh?
Are we keeping the quarterbacks who play?
Do we want to do quarterbacks who play?
It's starting to get scattered now.
Well, now there's Spencer Rattler,
right? Yeah,
they're not good.
No,
maybe we blow up rookie quarterbacks who play. Now there's five of them.
Let's do it. We gave Drake May his own tier for confetti.
Yeah.
I think that's a frisky Denver Broncos team.
I think they're frisky.
That's what I think.
Now, their defense has come back down to earth the last couple of weeks. But
it has. They lost Surtain
left in the first
They lost
quarter.
Him early in that game. To me, that's significant.
Is he out for a while?
Well, I don't know if there was a concussion, and they play on Thursday Night Football, so I don't know if they're going to have him back this week. It's them and the Saints. It's going to be
such a bad Thursday Night Football game.
I would say they're frisky.
All right. I'll put them in frisky.
Nice.
5-0 Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, they got to be up there at the top.
Have to be on the 12-leg parlay. At least until they lose.
2-4 Raiders.
Would you go Mayo grown or would you go not bad
I'm
enough?
I'm ready to downgrade them to Mayo grown, yes.
They went with Aiden O'Connell.
No Devontae Adams.
Worse than Minshew. Oh, right. He hasn't been playing, but they just traded Adams. So, yeah, they're at the bottom of the barrel.
No, that is they get downgraded from not bad enough to Mayo grown,
which is still ahead
is
of
Max
confetti.
Crosby shoving coaches?
Was he?
I saw a video of him like shoving one of his coaches when he's coming off the field. And he's like, oh, no, we're good. I love him.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Aaron Rodgers did that. Next thing you know, guy's out of town.
That worked out well for Robert Saleh.
Yeah, I don't think the Antonio Pierce experiment is going as well as Antonio Pierce thought it was going
to
go.
Their win total all the way down to 6.5, so not good. Who do we have left?
Last one in the AFC is the Chargers at 3-2.
They got to be frisky. I think they're frisky.
You don't want to go to just a bit outside. I don't. I'm just wondering.
I don't. I like them more than you. I think they're a playoff
the right
team.
Place. Yeah.
But I keep them frisky. They belong with Bengals, Steelers, Colts, Broncos.
And they just play a brand of football where I feel like you don't take them seriously against good teams.
No.
All they do is run and play defense.
Like
and
J.K. Dobbins?
Herbert throws less for less than 200. He looks like Brissett.
His receivers are probably worse than the Patriots.
It might be. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'll keep him frisky. That's right.
To the NFC East, the Cowboys, 3-3.
I'll follow your lead on this. I never know what to do with the Cowboys and Eagles. I never know what to do.
So, I think they're...
No.
I think I got to go shooketh. I think they're still shooketh until they start to dip below 500. Then I'll move them down. But right now, I think
Jerry
they're
Jones threatening radio hosts.
So we're going to do that coming up at Kiefer Madness today at 12:45. Jerry Jones had his weekly radio appearance, and it got a little testy.
Do you think they're a playoff team?
Beginning of the season, yes. As of
right now,
week through week six, no.
Vegas went till 8.5. So Vegas also feels like they are not a playoff team. Yeah,
in the NFC, I think there might be a little bit of surprises because the NFC North is nasty.
Yeah.
So I would say they're shooketh.
I would say
shooketh.
I think that's the right place for them. The bye week comes at a good time for them.
Yeah.
Although you would have thought the same thing for Philly a week ago, who I know we'll get to. But
they just lost 47-9 at home.
Not good.
No.
Giants at 2-4.
So they're horrible. Are they Mayo grown?
I can't. No.
You know you like them more than that?
I am kind of starting to think they're frisky.
Frisky, the Giants?
They just played the Bengals tough. We got the Bengals on the frisky tier.
Patriots beat the Bengals.
I understand. Well, you're the one who wanted to put the Bengals up on the frisky tier.
Did I?
Yes.
Joe Burrow could spin it.
Yeah, so
I like Joe Burrow.
Where do you want to put the Giants? You want to put them on not bad enough or Mayo?
Right, so the Giants.
Definitely not Mayo grown. They're better than that.
The last four games.
I think their defense is good.
They lost to the Bengals. They did beat Seattle. They lost to Dallas the week before that. They beat Cleveland. So their wins are against Cleveland and Seattle.
Okay, but but their two losses were close.
Yeah.
That's what a frisky team does.
Man.
If you want to go...
No,
you,
that's fine. I don't have a strong enough opinion.
If you
want to
go not
Giants.
Bad enough, I'm fine. Not bad enough is fine.
No, I'll put them...
It's not Mayo grown. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They're not a bottom tier. They're definitely not a bottom
tier. Let's go not bad enough.
Okay. You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Just remember.
Quarterback sucks.
Just remember. They win a couple of games. All right. They're to the frisky tier.
We'll bump them up.
Okay.
All right.
Philadelphia Eagles, 3-2.
They got to be shooketh still. They barely beat the Browns, and their coach is yelling at the fans. He's squawking at the fans
Let me ask you the same question I asked you about Dallas. Do you think they're a playoff team?
Yeah, I believe more in Philly than I do in Dallas, but it doesn't mean they're not shooketh right now. I think their coach is the definition of shooketh right now.
Yeah, he might be.
Shooketh.
Okay, we'll keep him shooketh. I would consider bumping them up too to just a bit outside, but okay, shooketh.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team. That we have a smart football team here. And I know we have the people in place to do that. The first part of that, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. We're gonna have systems in place.
Okay. We got it.
Are easier to learn.
All right. That guy, my God. Okay.
Washington Commanders, 4-2.
So they just lost, but they lost to one of the teams that we have in the top tier, the old 12-leg parlay. So would they be just a bit outside?
I think so. Where did we have them?
We had rookie quarterbacks to play last week.
Oh, right. I like just a bit outside for
them. I think that's where they're at.
They
4-2, right?
Yep. And again, 9.5 win total sounds like a playoff team to me. So yeah, just a bit outside.
Let's I like it.
NFC North, Chicago Bears, 4-2.
Frisky?
At least.
You got them higher than that?
I mean,
they should be Jacksonville.
Okay. Their defense looks legit and has looked legit.
Caleb
They've won
Williams,
three in a row.
Caleb Williams
figuring it out. I would consider just a bit outside, but if you want to go frisky for
you
now,
you know what? I'll throw him up there.
Okay.
You know why? Because I think there's a good exercise here. Keep going, Bill.
All right, Lions 4-1.
I think you got to put Lions now in the 12 leg.
Yeah, great. I'm in. I thought you were going to say good.
No, I'm telling you, I am all in on the NFC North. The Norris. I think they're all in. Okay. I love them.
I like the Lions up there. I'm a believer.
4-2 Packers.
Packers. I'm going to go just a bit outside. I'm still waiting on them. Something's a little off with them.
Not 12 legs yet.
Just a bit outside.
They can graduate. They can absolutely graduate, but
they're
just a bit outside.
Oh, yeah, they can.
5-0 Vikings.
Vikings didn't play last week. They were in the top tier the week before. They got to stay up there.
leave them there. But I'll be honest, I don't fully believe. I think they deserve to be there, yes. But I don't fully believe in them.
But this is. But I think right now they're
you have to keep
perfect them. Record.
Yep. Yeah,
and yeah. I mean, it's still Sam Darnold, but
to the NFC South, Atlanta Falcons 4-2.
I like Just a Bit Outside.
Okay,
they're better than Frisky.
Okay, are better than Frisky.
Just a bit outside.
They only beat Carolina, but they're 4-2. They're playing well. They've beaten the next team on the list.
Yeah.
So I would have them there.
1-5 Carolina Panthers.
That is not the next team on the list. My mistake.
Billy's gonna keep you guessing.
They are
a Mayo Grove.
Absolutely Mayo Grove team. It was fun for Andy Dalton for 1 week, but that's where they belong. Yeah.
2-4 Saints.
So.
Yeah, they might be there.
Falling fast,
especially with Spencer Rattler. In the meantime, one good quarter.
Losses?
Yeah, they deserve the Mayo Grown tier.
Yep.
4-2 Bucks.
So I like the Bucks. I know they lost the head to head with the Falcons.
Put them just a bit outside.
Okay,
just
I think they are.
Just a bit outside.
Baker Mayfield threw four touchdowns last week.
Four touchdowns, three picks. Woo! Got hurt. Wow, played through it. No, but I'm saying,
Godwin looks good again.
It's unbelievable what he's turned into.
Yeah,
he was a great quarterback. On the scrap heap. The Rams let him go a couple of years ago. And look at him now.
Sean McVay turned his career around.
He did.
That's what he says.
To the West, Arizona Cardinals, 2-4.
They might be not bad enough.
That's right.
Because they're not going to get a great, great pick. And like every once in a while, Kyler Murray will fly.
We've
I know Harrison
got frisky.
Hurt.
They don't deserve to be frisky.
No, they're
anymore.
Not.
That's not a frisky team.
No.
That's
you're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
That's a dying
you're not
team.
Not that guy.
Not
right.
bad enough. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
1-4 LA Rams.
The LA Rams.
Mayo grown. They suck.
They do suck.
Florio floated the idea they could trade Stafford. Stafford's like a trade candidate in the middle of the
season.
Where's
he going?
I don't know. Who's a good team that needs a quarterback? There can't be a lot of those.
Send him to the Giants. Daniel Jones stinks.
If he went to the Giants.
Oh.
The team that I already think is a frisky Giants team. Like where
I don't
could
think
Stafford...
any of the teams though need a quarterback at this point.
Yeah, it's
all
true.
The time. I mean, because Sam Darnold is already he's doing well. Like on paper, you'd say Sam Darnold, but I think they're just going to keep
Miami
him.
If Tua doesn't come back.
Okay,
I don't know. I don't know what the good fit would be, but could he get shopped around? Pittsburgh still kind of needs a quarterback.
They have two. Talking about
that's true. But right now, Mayo Grove.
All right,
okay. San Fran 3-3.
I don't like San Fran. Or there's something off about San Fran. I'm not ruling them out for the season. So they're 3-3.
But don't
they
don't...
did just beat. Seattle.
Yeah, don't you feel like
but they lost to the Cardinals?
Wagon. Okay, but don't you feel
they were into cranking?
What was
wagon.
That again?
They're cranking wagon.
Don't I feel like they seem to me like they started to figure some stuff out in that Seattle game?
Okay,
so it's weird to put them in the frisky tier. They're not frisky, but I kind of think that they're not just a bit outside.
I'm shooketh.
I'm not shooketh anymore.
Shooketh?
I'm less shooketh.
The frisky doesn't really make sense for them.
Shooketh?
Yeah, I think they're shooketh.
Yeah, keep them shooketh.
I think they're still shooketh. It makes sense. I mean, the tier that they're on, Jets, Cowboys, Eagles, Niners.
Right tier.
I think it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's the last team?
Last one is the 3-3 Seahawks.
I'm shooketh.
See,
they've lost three in a row. So they started 3-0.
Yeah.
They've lost three in a row. Shooketh makes sense. I'd go frisky with them. They've been competitive. They were even frisky against the Niners in that game.
All right. So who did they just lost to? Who's the other team they just lost to, though?
The Lions.
No,
and the Giants. They lost to the Giants.
Lions, Giants, and whoever played.
Dolphins, so their wins the are against Denver and Bo Nix's debut.
Uh-huh. Pats.
Patriots, Dolphins.
Not great.
No.
Okay.
They got blown out by Detroit. They lost by 9 to New York, and they lost by 12 to San Fran. They got Atlanta this week. You like them in Frisky?
I'm saying Frisky. Frisky.
Gee,
Frisky.
All right, fine. Put them in frisky.
Nice.
All right, so what we have is we ended up with just 7 tiers this week. Matt's 12-leg parlay is the Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings.
Okay, good. A little crowded, but good.
Yep, just a bit outside. Bills, Commanders, Bears, Packers, Falcons, Bucks.
Okay.
So the NFC is pretty good. The NFC, and it's teams that you didn't expect necessarily.
That's true.
Frisky, Bengals, Steelers, Colts, Broncos, Chargers, Seahawks.
Okay.
I'm shooketh. Jets, Cowboys, Eagles, Niners.
That's a good tier. Yeah.
Not bad enough. Dolphins, Giants, Cardinals.
Small tier.
Smaller tier for not bad enough.
Yeah, because there's a lot of gross teams.
Mayo grown. Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Panthers, Saints, Rams.
Wow.
Confetti, Patriots. There you go. There's your week 6 Tier Tuesday.
Okay. All again, right. It's brought to you by Awaken 180. We do that every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. A Tier Tuesday. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran going to join us at high noon. If you're looking for those tiers, we'll get them out on social media shortly at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe. And stay tuned. We'll get to misleading next.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keefe.
Misleading here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll talk to Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, coming up about 10 minutes from now, high noon, on a Tom E. Tuesday. It's also a Tier Tuesday. If you're looking for those tiers, Keefe, you tweeted those out at Keefe21.
They are going out right now.
Oh, they're going up now.
They're going out right now.
You want to see
I was busy scarfing down a delicious sub during the break, Jones.
I did the same. So if you want to find those tiers, they'll be up shortly at Keefe21, also at Jones and Keefe on social media. Meanwhile, so many things happen on Tuesday. It really is a phenomenal situation.
Mm-hmm.
We get our D'Angelo subs every Tuesday.
If you blink, you're going to miss them.
Well, did you?
Because
you,
I just scarfed it down.
You choked down that whole foot long already.
That's right.
Wow, very impressive.
That's right.
Go on.
I can do that in a break, no problem. I could probably eat two of them. I had a Nashville chicken sub. Dark and Stormy Knight's asking in the chat. I had a Nashville chicken. The first week I had a steak and cheese. Last week I had, what did I have last week that was delicious?
Yeah.
I ate it so fast I don't even remember.
I had a nine the first
meatball.
Week. Oh, yeah, meatball.
Thank you, Billy.
Meatball.
I did. Oh, that was great, too.
Yeah, real nice.
Yes.
I had a nine the first week.
Yep.
I had a tuna salad last week. Lovely.
What do you got now?
Today, I got a Korean barbecue that I'm working my way through.
The variety is off the charts.
It is. They just, they're dropping off these hot subs. They're phenomenal. Yeah. You deserve a serious lunch upgrade. So you can get it at D'Angelo's with their grilled sandwiches. Pretty lovely. And as we say, every Tuesday,
we get excited.
We're very appreciative of the lunch from D'Angelo's.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Goes down real nice. But there are sponsorship opportunities for other
Do you want to feed the fellas on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday?
Jones and Keefe, your official lunch spot here on WEEI. Right, you're Monday.
You're
Wednesday.
Most of it, 80% of the week is open.
You're Friday. There are sponsorship opportunities, but big shout out to D'Angelo's for getting this started. And we're very, very happy and very full every Tuesday. So big thanks there. I was listening to the Greg Hill Show today on my drive-in, as I always do. They had their dumbest of the day, which I always enjoy.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Multiple rescues made in New Hampshire, Keith.
Yeah.
It's
a dangerous place. Live free or die.
Peak foliage draws large crowds. Yeah, they're taking this very much to heart.
Uh-huh.
Live free or die. The New Hampshire Fish and Game Department made multiple rescues in the state over the holiday weekend as peak foliage drew large crowds of tourists.
I mean, the leaves change colors. It's an exciting time. People want to see
it. Your reds, your yellows,
that
your
one
oranges.
Looks kind of orange to me. Yep.
Yep.
I agree with Wiggy. Like, I don't really understand the phenomenon that much. And if people like it, they like it. Like, I'm not telling you what to like or what not to like. But he is true. Like, you can just drive down the highway. I was on 95 yesterday. I'm like, well, that's a lot of orange.
I think
I was just, like, flying on the highway. Like, look at it, I'm in my car.
Most leaf peeping is in the car.
You would think you don't need to get, like, right out in front of it.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Leaves.
I don't know that, like, a main, like, a 3-4 lane highway, like, that's what you want. You want to get, like, one of those one laners that, like, 35 miles
Vermont?
An hour, you're snaking through. Yeah. Like, on your way out of Stowe.
You gotta really pay attention.
That's what you want. So, WMUR says there were 7 rescues that were made Saturday night alone.
Wow.
Hikers got caught in a drainage area near a brook
without
lights while coming down from Cannon's Mountain Basin Cascade Trail.
Well, it's not all lit up for you. There's actually the dark spots. Maybe don't hike it at night.
This is all the Franconia Notch area, and I guess it's a lot of people going up trying to get some nice Instagram posts.
Yes.
Get some clout there on social media, which we all want.
It's all about the likes.
We all desire.
Yeah.
I just, how do you get stranded? There were people wearing slippers,
so
sandals, wearing shorts.
Yeah, you weren't outdoor ready.
So
like shorts, that's an issue.
Shorts should be fine. I would think slippers is not ideal. I think you want to go with like a rock climbing shoe,
like a crampon.
Like the ones that get little tootsies hanging out?
I've
never been in one of those. I feel like the idea of like stretching my toes is disgusting.
No, a crampon is when they have like the little...
Crampon?
I'm saying it right. You can definitely look that up on a work computer.
I won't.
You can.
All right.
It's like the little spikes, almost like a cleat. That's like a crampon.
So is this a path or is this like a mountain? What are they climbing here? Is this just a trail, like a flat trail?
I believe it was a trail. Yeah, I don't think they were like hiking Mount Washington.
You should be fine.
Because I think... I'm pretty sure in shorts, you're definitely fine.
I would think so. It's been nice.
Like, I could survive. Like, I'm not worried. I'm not advising you to go do this, but, I could do it.
Slippers could be a problem, though.
Sandals and slippers on a hiking trail? I could definitely do that.
Well, it depends on, like, how, like, manufactured it is. Like, are people, like, you know, making sure there's nothing in the path?
The issue is, once they got to the top, the hike was kind of bottlenecking. People were shoving each other out of the way, and it was completely unsafe.
Keep your hands to yourself on the trail. You can't do that.
But people are hiking this trail.
Kindergarten guys.
So, like, let me tell you, time. I could do the trail in sandals, slippers, something like that. I could.
No, you couldn't.
A trail? I'm not talking about hiking up to the top of a mountain.
You're going
to
go flippy flops for a 2-hour walk?
I'm saying, instead of alerting the New Hampshire Fish and Wildlife, yes, I would finish the hike in my...
I wouldn't call them.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'd have to be bit by like 20 snakes in order for me to call them. I'm going to leave them alone.
You'd have to see a snake. That's
true. I might see them. Like, guys, there's a snake. Like, you are in the woods.
Did you know one of the Dodgers dugout?
There was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little guy.
No, if Keith did, he'd call out. He wouldn't be here today. Yeah.
Just the thought of it.
I'll be on the IL.
He'd faint.
Yeah.
And so, I would finish my walk in my sandals, my hike in my sandals, rather than alert the New Hampshire Fish
and
Game.
And then what do? They come out there in like a little like four-wheeler and they're like, hop in, drive you back? Like, what's the rescue mission entail?
That's a great question. What does the rescue mission entail?
Here, grab this raft.
Good question.
Well, we're out here. I don't know what you would need.
Just put you on the stretcher and walk you out? Because you had sandals? It's just a little
Terp showing the snake.
That's just a little snake, Keith. Oh, that was the one in the Dodgers dugout.
Yeah, I can't look at that.
It's like a garter snake.
Yeah, but what's it doing there? Why is it in the dugout?
Well, trying to catch a game.
This is a good question. What is it doing?
They're not playing the Diamondbacks.
Least favorite baseball team, the Snakes.
The Snakes.
Yeah, terrifying. I can't like them. That's true. So there you go. That's what's going on up in New Hampshire. They want to let you know, the whole state, and specifically the Fish and Wildlife Bureau there.
You don't need to wear a helmet on your motorcycle, but they'll still call for help in the woods.
They want to let you know that if you're up there, you're leaf peeping for clout on social media. Make sure you're wearing layers and the proper attire, especially on your feet.
Yeah.
Which I would advocate for, but even if you're not and you're in flip-flops, just finish your hike.
That sounds like the Jones Challenge. Yeah, Jones is gonna just finish your hike. A nature trail with
his
flip-flops.
Should we do
this? I'm not doing this.
I'll go to the Fells in my flip-flops. Yeah, I could do a piece of cake. Yep. No problem, I could do that.
Take the dog. Yeah, have a nice time.
He'd tuck her out.
He wouldn't want it. You have to carry him most of the way. He'd call for help.
Well, you got
to
worry about all the woodland creatures out there, like an owl swooping down and taking it.
That's true. Hawks. Your dog is hawk food.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have teeth, Keith. He can't defend himself. In my flip-flops, carrying my dog, I could do that at the Fells.
You didn't declaw him, too, did you?
He's got his claws.
Yeah, he can scratch it.
No, teeth got removed.
Teeth are long gone.
He didn't show up at the vet yet, at least, and they ripped out all his claws. No, that's good.
Hang on to stuff, scratch stuff, that kind of thing. He's on a mashed potato diet.
Let me tell you. He plays dead like you read about.
Does
though.
He?
Like, let me. Oh, if
have you
want,
checked him?
He's actually
at that age. He's gonna stop playing real quick.
Yeah, it's all fun and games. So he just laid on the couch for 8 hours, 10 hours,
every
2 days.
Have you seen Charleston? Yeah, no. He was playing. He's playing dead on the couch. Don't worry about it.
He's winning. I think you might want to check him.
So there you go. That's misleading. Each and every day at this time here on Jones and Keefe. As we said, it's Tier Tuesday. Those are tweeted out at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe. It's also a Tommy Tuesday. We'll see what Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston has next.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app